Well, the judge in the case of financier Jeffrey Epstein says he'll rule Thursday on whether Epstein will be granted bail while he waits for his trial on charges of sex trafficking and conspiracy. Epstein has been accused of abusing dozens of underage girls. He pled guilty to lesser charges in 2008 and served soft jail time for 13 months in a plea deal that enabled him to leave every day to go to his Palm Beach office. Earlier this month, he pled not guilty to these more serious charges, and a prosecutor said in court yesterday that more possible victims have come forward even since those charges. Renee Merle is covering the story for The Washington Post. Renee, two of Epstein's accusers were also in court yesterday. What did they say?
These two women told the judge that they want to keep Epstein behind bars until his trial. They used words like that he was dangerous, that he was scary. And they really got emotional talking about how they met Epstein when they were, one was 14 years old and the other was 16 years old. And they just talked about how he had really impacted their lives in a negative way.
That sounds very powerful. And of course, this story has kind of been moved from the headlines because of the president's tweets over the weekend. So many people may not have been hearing what, you know, other victims may even be saying about why Epstein should be denied bail. As the women said, they didn't want to come across him?
Basically, yes. It was striking that, you know, this has been a decade in the making, and this was our first opportunity to really face Epstein in a criminal setting. You know, he was able to arrange a deal, in 2005, 2008, to settle state charges. And this is the first time that they got to face off of him in a federal and a criminal setting. Mm-hmm. And they called him, you know, dangerous. And there's also this other issue that Epstein has a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And prosecutors are concerned that he'll be able to use that wealth to either flee or to obstruct justice by just paying off witnesses, potentially.
Because prosecutors are claiming that he did do that, that he sent money, or at least they say there's an A to B. There's a line of him sending money to potential witnesses.
Exactly. So the Miami Herald, which has really been on top of this story, wrote a big story. And a couple of days after this Miami Herald story, Epstein sent $350,000 to two people, an employee and a friend, who were potential witnesses, according to prosecutors, of his conduct. Mm-hmm. And so they're saying, though, even though that they haven't brought charges that he was trying to buy them off, they're certainly saying that there's a lot of smoke there. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the reason that they wanted the judge to say no and not grant him bail.
And also, we understand that the government is also reporting that in a safe in Epstein's Manhattan home, there was cash and an expired passport under a fake name saying that he lived in Saudi Arabia.
This was really interesting. So prosecutors said just a couple of hours before the hearing, they found this locked safe. It has piles of cash, dozens of diamonds, and this passport that's expired from the 1980s, but it has a picture of Epstein, but uses a different name. Mm-hmm. And so, again, this kind of speaks to the prosecutor's concerns that if Epstein was let out of jail, that he would just get on one of his private jets and leave.
Okay. Well, he is asking, and his lawyers are asking, that he be able to what? We understand he says he would pay for round-the-clock security guards at his home.
Exactly. So he has a mansion in Manhattan, a couple blocks from Central Park. It's worth either $50 million to $70 million, depending on who you believe. And he's saying that he would put cameras outside of that home, but also hire private security to be there with him at all times. And so the idea is that, you know, you don't need to keep him in jail because, you know, he's going to just be in that home at all times. It was a very unusual request. They even brought the head of the security firm to the hearing, and he was there to testify about what kind of services that they could provide for him, and said the guards could be armed or not armed, depending on what the prosecutors and the judge wanted.
Of course, the home is one of the most expensive in all of Manhattan. And it's reminding people that when Alexander Acosta was the prosecutor or the attorney in Miami, he brokered that deal in which Epstein was in a special part of the jail and actually was out of the jail for 12 hours a day in his Palm Beach office. So I'm sure people are thinking of that cushy plea deal at that time. Just very briefly, what happens next?
Well, tomorrow the judge is going to hold another hearing, and we expect him to give us a ruling on whether he's going to grant Epstein bail or not. You know, this is obviously a very critical matter. This trial could take months, if not a year, to go to trial. So he's looking at spending a lot of time waiting in jail for a trial, and it won't be like it was in Florida, where he got to leave during the day to go to work.
Well, prosecutors have also said they've dramatically expanded the scope of the investigation. We'll keep hearing more about it. From Renee Merle of The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.